हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, युगदाम नाम संकीर्तन की, श्रीमद भगवताम की जय, जय निताय गो प्रमनंदे, glorious to the assembled devotees, glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, glorious to Sri Guru. Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading from Sri Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Part 1, Chapter 2, entitled Daksha Curses Lord Shiva, text number 30. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Dhamma cha Brahmanam Chaiva Yad Yuyam Parinindata Satum Vidharanam Kumsam Adda Pasandam Ashritaha Ramacha Bhammanam Straiva Yadyuyam parinindata Settum vidharanam pungsam Attaha pasadam ashrita Ramacha brahmanam straiva Yatyuyam parinindata Satum vidharanam pungsam Attapasanantam ashrita Ramacha bhamanam saiva Yatyuyam parinindata Satum vidharanam pungsam Attapasanadam ashritam Ramacha brahmanam seva Yakriyam karinindatam Satum vidharanam pungsam Attapasanadam ashrita Ramacha brahmanam seva Yakriyam karinindatam
Thank you.
Brahma. The Vedas. Cha. And. Brahmanan. The Brahmanas. Cha. And. Eva. Certainly. Yet. Because. You young. You. Parinindata. Blaspheme. The tum. Vedic principles. Vidharanam. Holding. Pungsam. Of mankind. Ataha. Therefore. Prasandam. Atheism. Ashritaha. Have taken shelter. Translation. Bhrigu Muni continued. Since you have blasphemed the Vedas and the Brahmanas who are followers of the Vedic principles, it is understood that you have already taken shelter of the doctrine of atheism. Please repeat. Bhrigu Muni continued. Since you blaspheme the Vedas and the Brahmanas who are followers of the Vedic principles, it is understood that you have already taken shelter of the doctrine of atheism. Bhrigu Muni, in cursing Nandishwara, said that not only would they be degraded as atheists because of this curse, but they had already fallen to the standard of atheism because they had blasphemed the Vedas, which are the source of human civilization. Human civilization is based on the qualitative divisions of social order, namely the intelligent class, the martial class, the productive class, and the labor class. The Vedas provide the right direction for advancing in spiritual cultivation and economic development and regulating the principles of sense gratification, so that ultimately one may be liberated from material contamination to his real state of spiritual identification. Aham Brahmasmi. As long as one is in the contamination of material existence, one changes bodies from the aquatics up to the position of Brahma. But the human form of life is the highest perfectional life in the material world. The Vedas give directions by which to elevate oneself in the next life. The Vedas are the mother for such instructions, and the Brahmanas, or persons who are in knowledge of the Vedas, are the father. Thus, if one blasphemes the Vedas and Brahmanas, naturally one goes down to the status of atheism. The exact word used in Sanskrit is nastik, which refers to one who does not believe in the Vedas but manufactures some concocted system of religion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that the followers of the Buddhist system of religion are nastikas. In order to establish his doctrine of non-violence, Lord Buddha flatly refused to believe in the Vedas, and thus, later on, Shankaracharya stopped the system of religion in India and forced it to go outside India. Here it is stated, Brahmana Chahanan. Brahma means the Vedas. Aham Brahmasmi means I am in full knowledge. The Vedic assertion is that one should think that he is Brahman, for actually he is Brahman. If Brahma, or the Vedic spiritual science, is condemned, and the masters of the spiritual science, the Brahmanas, are condemned, then where does human civilization stand? Bhrigu Muni said, it is not due to my cursing you that you shall become atheists. You are already situated in the principle of atheism. Therefore, you are condemned. End of purport. ओम ज्ञानं जननमन्दस्य ज्ञानं शलाकाय चक्षुर्मिलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ओम शुभ्राय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले स्मृतिभक्तिवीरान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवि गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे मे विशेष सन्दवादि पश्यति जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Translation again, Bhrigu Muni continued, since you blaspheme the Vedas and the Brahmanas who are followers of the Vedic principles, it is understood that you have already taken shelter of the doctrine of atheism. Here we're in the middle of a fight, cursing fight, by the followers of Lord Shiva and the followers of Daksha. Nandishwar has criticized the Brahmanas. By saying, one of the things he said, this text 25, may those who are envious of Lord Shiva, being attracted by the flowery language of the enchanting Vedic promises, and who have thus become dull, always remain attached to fruitive activities. And 26, these Brahmanas take to education, austerity and vows only for the purpose of maintaining the body. They shall be devoid of discrimination between what to eat and what not to eat. They will acquire money, begging from door to door, simply for the satisfaction of the body. This is what Bhrigu's angry about. He's condemning the Vedas and the Brahmanas. But actually, he's not. He's saying those who are envious of Lord Shiva and attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas. Krishna says the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita. One should not be attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas. The Vedas are coming from Krishna. It is understood. But the Vedas are for those interested in advancing, for human beings, civilized human beings. And so there is something for everyone there. But specifically the two sections, the Kama Kanda and the Jnana Kanda, or the, what do you call it? Nivritti Marg and Pravritti Marg, the path of enjoyment and the path of renunciation. They're both there, they're both mentioned. Because if it was just one, then everyone wouldn't be attracted. But so they put both there. There's two things going in this world, is attraction and repulsion. Nothing else. I like this, I don't like that. This is the function of the mind. I like this, I don't like that. This is attractive, this is repulsive. This is attractive, how to get it. This is repulsive, how to get away from it. Enjoying and defending. Controlling and enjoying. The same principles are there. So those two principles is what the material illusion is running on. Of course, the Nandishwar is speaking from a lofty transcendental position, actually. We can't accredit all of Lord Shiva's followers. They're just supporting him because he's their man. They're in his party. But he actually he's speaking with transcendental wisdom here. He says, if you're attracted by the flowery language and the enchanting promises of the Vedas, those enchanting Vedic promises are great happiness in the next life. Really. Also this life, they promise this life, your happiness, but it's, your happiness or your sense gratification, which he's talking about here, he says is, he's talking about the Brahman as this kind of Brahmana, who is attracted to happiness in this life and the next life, that as he mentions here, they take the they take to education, austerity and vows only for the purpose of maintaining the body. So this is the kind of Brahmana is addressing. He's not addressing the Rishis, although Bhrigu is a great Rishi. Bhrigu Samhita, he knows. Right? You get your Bhrigu done. You're going to get your Bhrigu done. Read the palm leaves. He knows past, present, and future. He hobnobs with the demigods and Krishna himself, Vishnu. He travels with Krishna sometimes. But so he's, it appears, for the sake of the pastime, for the sake of our instruction from the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we take the verse as it is. We accept, we take each verse as it is. And Prabhupada also quotes each verse as it is. Now he's supporting, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is supporting the how the Vedas should be, you know, the purpose of the Vedas and what they're doing. And if you blaspheme the Vedas or the Brahmanas, then where does human civilization stand? Where does it stand? Arjuna says the same thing. If we destroy the Kshatriyas, not even the Brahmanas, if we destroy these Kshatriyas, I've heard from Parampara, all these walls will be put into ruination. All these social systems will stop. Huh? Anything good that goes on will stop because the Kshatriyas have to keep order. These people are generally, by nature, they're very selfish, living entities and conditioned souls. So they're the Kshatriyas are there to check this selfishness, greed, and assist the population by establishing charitable institutions, for instance, or making the world more convenient to live in. So he's talking about that type of person who is. So the Vedas are there. They're for something for everyone, and so Prabhupada is saying. And of course, this is the best system to live in this material world. If you're going to live in the material world, better you follow these Vedic principles. You can't improve on this system because it is given by Krishna. System. I have created these divisions. That means you cannot improve on that system. It's given by Krishna. And the purpose is to gradually purify us of our errant desires, our misled desires, that we're the body and we can be the enjoyers. Hambogi. To the Hambramasmi. This is what you're supposed to, this is what it, the point of it is, the actual point of it is. to understand you're actually Brahman. Hambramasmi. Which is, as Prabhupada says, is a fact. We are Brahman, the soul is Brahman. But who is thinking like that? Everyone is thinking in terms of I am the body, identifying with the body. Which is a result of material activities and material desires that the material body is awarded to each living entity. So that's the material body is just an exhibition of, a gross exhibition of one's karma, or one's desires. So that's all it is. So it has no instinctive value in and of itself, because you're simply, in a material sense, trying to move away from problems, move out, avoid the problems, and attain a situation where you can be happy. You're just dealing with the whole material energy all the time. So completely absorbed in these activities of materialistic life. So the whole energy is spoiled, the whole human energy is spoiled by doing this, because material energy is relentless, relentless, constantly bombarding, constantly being bombarded, the senses, constantly. Never is there a moment until you're sleeping that you can not be disturbed, at least not for very long. Sometimes you feel peaceful, nothing happening. It doesn't last very long. You've got to do something. You just have to get up and do something, or something will come and change the situation. Until what is like that, keep us on the move. So that is Maya's job, to preoccupy us, our consciousness. That is her service. She's been doing it from the beginning of creation. She's expert. So everyone is simply preoccupied with Maya. So this is the kind of person he's talking about. We materialists stubbornly want to stay and try and prove that we can be the enjoyer here. We're so adamant that we can do it. It just needs a little more intelligence, a little more endeavor. This is called Maya or illusion. Maya, that which is not. It's not possible here. It's not possible for the living entity to enjoy matter. Not possible. A different substance. This is called Maya, illusion. We're projecting our consciousness on matter and identifying ourselves as matter, but this is called Maya, dream. But in the dream, you're thinking there's a sensation of relief, there's a sensation of happiness, as well as a sensation of pain that keeps us moving. The sensation is real, the experience is real. But there's no substance there. Because what is the result at the end of the day, or the end of the life? End of the day, you go to sleep. Right? Whatever you've done all day, night time you take rest, and then you wake up in the morning, you've got another day ahead of you to start again. Right? It's not one day you wake up and you've got nothing to do and you can just do whatever you like. It doesn't work like that. At the end of the lifetime, it's the same thing. What have you achieved? You left that body behind. You left your friends behind. You left your material situation. You left your reputation behind. You left everything behind, and you forget all about it. And then you take a new one, new day. A new day begins, and you don't remember the yesterday. You don't remember the last birth. So the only result of all the lifetime of activities is the body you have now, and the consciousness you have now, and the desires that you have now. We were a result of our past. So but the human form of life, we can actually, as we're a result of our past, that means we created our own. We created the situation we're in now, knowingly or unknowingly. So if we have knowledge, which the Vedas are given, this topmost knowledge, you can shape our destinies. So therefore the Vedas are saying, this is, and the sages are saying, and Vishnu is saying, same thing, you can have a better state of existence. You can be happy, you can avoid suffering. You have six planets up there, very nice. No problem. And so much happiness, so much more. So this is the flowery promises, the flowery words of the Vedas. If you do this, if you follow this religious system, then you can attain this state. So this is what people want. And this system includes restricting sense gratification here. It's happiness you want, but you're sacrificing happiness, which means sense gratification, for a higher cause. Just like you go to university, you sacrifice 5 years or so. You could be out getting a job, earning money, and enjoying with that money, you see. But you're making a sacrifice because you know if you come out of uni with the right piece of paper, you can get a good job, you can have more money, you can enjoy better. So you're making a sacrifice for the future. Intelligence. The same thing. So because most people are like that, are like this, then that is a vast part of the Vedas, Karmakanda sections. It's a vast part because it's what people are interested in. If they follow, they will gradually be purified. After many, many births, if they follow strictly, they will be purified of ignorance and passion. Intelligence will become finer. It works if they follow it. They're going after something else. It's just a trick to get them to engage in these religious activities. And within those religious activities, there are spiritual assets to be occurred, like Om, or the name of Vishnu, or some. You're hearing a Krishna Kata, you meet a saint, a Vaishnava, you give some dakshin to a devotee, or a Brahmana, so pure Brahmana. So within that, within your religious activity, for a better state, a better sense of gratification, you're getting this spiritual piety, sukriti. When your sukriti is enough, which stays with you, if you don't make any offenses like some people in this chapter, then that stays with you. When your sukriti is built up enough, then you can understand the real purpose of the Vedas, which is, Krishna says, the real purpose is to know me. Hambhamasmi. Huh? So when your intelligence becomes clear, then you realize it's you just chewing the tube. It's here or there, upstairs or downstairs, it's the same thing. Same thing. So then they'll go to the Nivritti Mark. What is? There must be something more than this Nivritti Mark, which tells that which says, "Aham Brahmasmi, you're not the body." So then they go for they go on the Jnana Mark. Then they want liberation from the material world. So it's too fast. So something for everyone. So they. So Prabhupada said this, so this human civilization, which this is available for, only the humans, animals don't have this opportunity, is based on the quality divisions of social order. So he's given an order, the intelligent class, the material, productive and labor class. And they give the right direction for them. So there's different rules for those different classes of people. Brahmins, Vaishyas, Kshatriyas, so they have different rules. It's not that there's one rule. Because they're different natures. But it's a gradual advancement. The idea of material equality is a bogus concept. There's no such thing as material equality. It doesn't work. The communists try to do it. They're trying to put it into practice. It doesn't work. It's a nice theory. Everyone is equal. Everyone's... Don't make any waves. I'm all right, you're all right. We're all the same. Respect your space. You respect mine. Nice idea. So. Actually, it doesn't work because we're different. We're all different. You can't. There's no equality. If you take the communist ideal, so you take everyone in the world and divide all the opulence of the world equally, and give everyone an equal portion. Right? So everyone is equal as far as material facility is concerned. They've all got the same amount of land, the same amount of property and stuff. Now you come back in some time later, a few years, you'll find it exactly as it was before. Right? Intelligent people, they'll increase. The foolish people, they'll decrease. They'll settle, they're not smart. So they won't be able to utilize what the assets they've got to generate more. Huh? They'll degenerate. They'll sell something and take some intoxication, and they'll waste, squander their money like that. In the end, they'll end up beggars again. So you come back after some years, it'll be exactly the same again. Intelligent people will utilize their facility and increase. And they're not so intelligent, the sutras, they'll misuse it. That's why the sutra's not paid, because he'll misuse that money. He's protected and he's paid, because he should be. Because they're not so responsible. They're civilized. This is the bottom line of civilizations, sutras. There's below that, malicious yavanas, like a lot of us came from. But the sutra is the... They have the quality of faithfulness and something else. What is the other quality they have? Someone remember? Service. So they're to be protected. They're to be given all facility. But don't, if you give them money, what they do with it? They'll intoxication or something, which is won't really benefit. They're not so intelligent, is it? It means mode of ignorance. Sudra means someone in the mode of ignorance. Definition of sudra. One who laments unnecessary. Mode of ignorance means more bodily identification, like the animals. Then if you are the body, if you really are the body, then what's important? Sense gratification. Sanskrit education by hook or by crook. Easiest way. Not very broad-minded. So then they'll lose their assets. They'll waste their assets. So therefore they're not given that that facility, or they're given that a higher responsibility, because they'll misuse it also. Intelligent. So it's bogus, that idea of everyone's equal. No, materially is not equal. Spiritually is there, but not materially. So that's what the Vedas are there to keep this human civilization on the right track, compact, going steadily advancing. Steadily, you know, people are being upgraded all the time if they follow. And the Kachis are there to enforce that people follow. The Kachis' job first to protect. It means protect them. It means to say that everyone's engaged in their occupational duty, because if they're not engaged in duties, what are they doing? If they're not engaged in the duties given by the Vedas, Vanasham, then they're going to get into trouble. Right? They're going to get a worse reaction. The best thing for them, their particular consciousness, is this particular set of activities. So the Kachi's duty is to make sure that they're engaged in their occupational duty. No unemployment, probably. And anyone who doesn't follow this Vedic system, is called an atheist. So anyone who blasphemes the Vedas, or the upholders of the Vedas, the Brahmanas, they call atheists. And this is Brigas getting angry like this. You're criticizing the Vedas, eternal religious principles. Who are you? Look at the association you keep, look at your habits kind of thing. You're already fallen. You criticize the Brahmanas and the Vedic culture. You're atheist. Without this Vedic culture and the Brahmanas, human civilization will completely spoil. He's right. He's not wrong in saying that. Eh? But actually, he wasn't. If we read that, he wasn't actually. He was talking about those who are just attracted to the superficial explanation of the Vedas without understanding the real purpose of the Vedas. It means that you're using the Vedas just to advance your sense gratification. That's all, for your own happiness. The same selfish interest is there. You haven't come to that conclusion, or the conclusion of the Vedas, that we're meant to be serving Krishna. We're part and parcel of Krishna, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be in this material world. But now we're here, we'll serve Krishna while we're here. That's the best thing we can do. Hear, chant about Krishna, hear about Krishna, speak about Krishna. Serve Krishna in any capacity or those that are serving Krishna. Make the best use of a bad bargain. So this is what the actual purpose is. But if that's not your goal, then what is your goal? It'll be to get to swagger, get to a better situation. That would be your goal, if you're intelligent at all. So happiness in next life, happiness in next life, or liberation, free from it all altogether. Anyway, they're all kind of selfish interests. None of them have really hit the point of the purpose of life, as Mahaprabhu's teaching. Dhanam, dhanam, nasundarim. I don't want these opulences, I don't want this material. I just want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. So he's not looking for liberation, he's not looking for material enjoyment in that verse. It's just your service. That's what I want, because that's what I am. So that's the actual conclusion of the Vedas. So he's not talking about those people, Nandeshwar, he's talking about those that are attracted to the flowery words, those that performing profoutive activities, without understanding the actual situation. So he's not wrong either. And then Bhrigu is not wrong for defending the Vedic things, because you're dealing with all classes of intelligence here, different people, different personalities. So there's not one rule for everyone. Like I said, the four varnas, they have different rules. The four ashrams, they have different rules to follow. It's not the same. Not the same rule for everyone. the Brahmanas have more rules than the Sutras to follow. Their social system, peer pressure is there, very much tighter than the Sutras. They have a lot more lax.